For a mild-mannered man whose music was always easy on the ear, Nat King Cole managed to be a figure of considerable controversy during his 30 years as a professional musician. From the late 40s to the mid-60s, he was an incredibly successful pop singer who was ranked with such contemporaries as Frank Sinatra, Perry Como and Dean Martin. He shared with them a career that encompassed his records, international touring, radio and TV shows, and also appearances in films. But unlike them, he hadn't emerged from a background as a band singer in the swing era. Instead, he had spent a decade as a celebrated jazz pianist, leading his own small group of jazz musicians. And his efforts at integration, which included suing hotels that refused to admit him and moving into a previously all-white neighbourhood in Los Angeles, earned the enmity of racists. He was once even physically attacked on stage in Alabama. But nevertheless, civil rights activists sometimes still criticised him for not doing enough for their cause. The Nat King Cole Trio, emerging in the dying days of the swing era, and it helped to lead the way for many other small jazz bands. However, there was some anger felt by jazz fans when Cole moved primarily to pop singing. That sort of feeling was similar to the anger that folk music fans felt when Bob Dylan turned to rock in the mid-60s. In both cases, it was all the more acute because fans felt that one of their leaders, not just another musician, was going over to the enemy. Less well remembered, however, are Cole's accomplishments during and after this transition. His rich, husky voice and careful enunciation and the warmth, intimacy and good humour of his approach to singing allowed him to succeed with both ballads and novelties, such that he scored over 100 pop chart singles and more than 24 chart albums over a period of 20 years, enough to rank him behind only Sinatra as the most successful pop singer of his particular generation. Here now is just a small sample of some of his huge body of work.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses. The sunburned hands I used to hold. Men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream. And nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got could be a lot if you pretend. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night, dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. The evening breeze caressed the trees tenderly. The trembling trees embraced the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a sigh, were we?
Well, he was born Nathaniel Adams Coles in Montgomery, Alabama, on March the 17th, 1919. In his early years of music making, he dispensed with the S at the end of his name, Coles. As a black child born to a poor family in the American South at that time, he didn't have a birth certificate. His March 17 birthday was recalled accurately only because it was also St. Patrick's Day. Cole's father was a butcher who aspired to the Baptist ministry, and when Cole was four, the family moved to Chicago, where his father eventually succeeded in becoming a preacher. Like his older brother Eddie, who became a bass player, Cole showed an early interest in music, and he was taught piano by his mother as a child and later took lessons. Also, like his brother, he turned professional quite early. By his teens, he was leading a band, and he dropped out of high school at 15 to go into music full-time. And soon after, the brothers organised their own sextet. In July of 1936, as the Eddie Coles Swingsters, they recorded two singles for Decca Records. It was Nat King Cole's recording debut. And they were soon hired to perform in a revival at the all-black Broadway musical revue Shuffle Along. Unlike his brother, Nat remained with the show when it went on tour, in part because his girlfriend, a dancer named Nadine Robinson, stayed with it as well. And the two married in Michigan on January the 27th, 1937, even though Cole was only 17 years old at the time. The tour made its way around the country, finally closing in Los Angeles, where Cole and his wife remained, living at first with her aunt, while Cole sought employment as a musician. He briefly led a big band and also played solo piano in clubs. And while performing at the Cafe Century during the summer of 1937, Cole was approached by the manager of the Swanee Inn, who invited him to put together a small band to play in that club. The club gradually built up a following, with Cole emerging as a singer as well as a pianist. And in 1939 and 1940, they made occasional records for small labels while still expanding their live performing to include appearances across the country and radio work too. And in late 1940, they were initially contracted by Decca. And then in late 1943, he was signed up by Capitol. The trio's first Capitol session produced the Cole composition Straighten Up and Fly Right, which topped the black chart for the first of 10 weeks on April the 29th, 1944. And here it is.
I took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey you were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. And fly right, straighten up and stay right, straighten up and fly right, cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top, fly right.
When Billboard published its first album chart back in March of 1945, the King Cole Trio was ranked at number one, a position that it held for 12 long weeks. At the same time, big band swing music was declining in popularity and many jazz fans were beginning to turn to the emerging style of bebop, which was a development of that, whatever its artistic significance. But it spelt the end of jazz as a broadly popular style of music. The King Cole Trio, and particularly the singer-pianist then known as King Cole, on the other hand, was going in exactly the opposite direction, as its success on records and at clubs and theatres around the country led to appearances in films and also on radio. After numerous guest star stints on Bing Crosby's Kraft Music Hall radio series, the trio, along with pianist Eddie Duchin, was hired to host the show's summer replacement program for 13 weeks, beginning in May of 1946. And during that run, just 3 months later, the next album hit number one. And then, over a brief 5 days, the trio recorded 2 songs that would add enormously to their pop success. One of them was Mel Torme's The Christmas Song, better known as Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, and the other was a song called I Love You for Sentimental Reasons, which demonstrated that Cole was more than capable of handling a straight romantic ballad and not just the up-tempo novelty songs with which he and the group had succeeded up to this point. Let's have a listen to that.
Sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. Give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never inside. I love you. sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart. Sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart.
Well, that song became Cole's first number one pop single in December of 1946, and his version of Mel Torme's The Christmas Song peaked at number three, going on to become a holiday perennial and million seller. And while both these hits were developing, the trio went from its summer replacement berth to its own network radio series, King Cole Trio Time, which was a 15-minute Saturday afternoon program that ran from October 1946 until April of 1948. And during that time, Cole also recorded a song called Nature Boy with a lush orchestral backing, and it hit number one for 8 weeks, becoming a gold record. Here it is.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
On a personal note, in March of 1948, Cole divorced his wife and married a singer called Marie Ellington. And among the group's the couple's children was Natalie Cole, who herself later became a singer of great renown. And from 1950 onwards, all of Cole's recordings were being credited simply to Nat King Cole. And during 1950, his recording of the wistful movie theme Mona Lisa featured a string chart arranged by Nelson Riddle, and it became Cole's third number one pop hit, yet another gold record. In 1951, an announcement was made that the King Cole Trio was officially dissolved, which simply meant that Cole would now be billed purely as a solo act. And he scored his fourth number one pop hit and gold record with his next song called Too Young. It topped the charts in June of 1951. And then in 1952, his recording of Unforgettable peaked at only number 12, but the song went on to become one of his better remembered recordings. And in 1991, a version of that song featuring Natalie Cole with the Nat King Cole recording dubbed onto it became a gold record and won the Grammy Award for Record of the Year. Although Cole went close to scoring another number one hit in 1953 when Pretend peaked at number two, his seven chart entries were enough to rank him among the 10 most successful single artists of that year. Another five chart singles in 1954 allowed him to repeat this ranking the following year, as well as 1955, 56 and 57. The rise of rock and roll somewhat diminished his success on the singles chart after that, however. But Cole returned to the top 10 of the singles chart for the first time in 4 years with the country-tinged song called Rambling Rose. And in 1962, and his album of the same name was eventually certified platinum, his very last top 10 hit was this next song, released in the summer of 1963. It's called Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer.
Roll! Soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and wieners. Then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be. Don't have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the cars than on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here.
Well, Nat King Cole had always been a heavy smoker, which he felt contributed to his individual husky singing voice. But sadly, in December of 1964, he was diagnosed with lung cancer. And 2 months later, on February the 15th, 1965, he died of that disease at the age of just 45. After his death, Cole continued to appeal to the two almost mutually exclusive audiences that had appreciated him during his life. Jazz fans continued to treasure his recordings of the late 30s and 40s and to dismiss the non-jazz recordings that he'd made later. However, pop fans clamoured for reissues of Cole's 1950s and 60s music, awarding gold record status to compilations that Capitol continued to assemble without much worrying about the singer's talent as a piano player. There's no doubt that Nat King Cole left us with a fantastic legacy in his music. And so, to end today's tribute, here's that technically groundbreaking track from 1991. It still is today quite unforgettable.
That's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way? And forevermore,
that's how you'll stay.
That I am unforgettable too.